I'm going to send you a document I did yesterday. I just put a bunch of flags on there because I sent a documentary out of North Korea showing the evils of Australia, the UK, and America that they're putting out in North Korea. They're like, America's invaded 37 countries just in the last 30 years or 40 years. We haven't invaded anybody. We haven't done anything. And they're saying we're evil. And according to them, and I don't know the truth of this, I got to do some research on it now. North Korea was actually trying to reunify with South Korea at the time when the Korean War started, and the U.S. said no and stepped in and made them fight.
What is China playing all this?
Well, China's the next empire. When they're finished sucking out the U.S., then China will be the next empire.
Yeah, you can already see that taking place.
Here's what I did. I went online and looked up all the flags. Because when you look at the night sky, you see stars.
Right.
Yeah, any of them look like a pentagram to you?
No.
They call a pentagram a star. Do you know how many flags around the world have that same pentagram star on it?
No clue.
Probably more than half of them. And one of them is North Korea. It's the same people behind the scenes all the time. All the flags end up being red, white, and blue. Not all of them, but most of the majority are either red and white or blue and white or red, white, and blue. Because in the history of flags, when you go look up the East India Company flags, it says in there was a dispute between whether they should run the red and white flag of the East India Company or run the King's colors. The King's colors being the red, white, and blue, the Union Jack. So France's flag is red, white, and blue. Russia's flag is red, white, and blue. Korea's flag is red, white, and blue. Britain's flag is red, white, and blue. U.S. flag is red, white, and blue. The Swiss flag is red and white with a white cross on it. It's all the same. It's all religious symbolism. It has nothing to do with so-called a government. Because the religions are governments. Governmental. They're government all, governing your mind. Ment meaning mentis, like non-compos mentis. The crescent moon and the star of Islam. I mean, it's the same thing over and over. And the only star that's different is Israel.
Yeah.
The six-pointed star, and that itself is a sex symbol.
Right. So there's an entity that exists that controls all this. Who are they? And how long have they been around?
From what I can tell, the Phoenicians, I don't know which culture it was, but Phoenicians were the original Admiralty culture. They called themselves the Chi, but Chi means earth, like Gaia. But it's not Gaia because the G is not pronounced as a G. Even in the Greek, it's Chaya. Chaya. It's a guttural sound. And so they started in like Acadia, then they had Cairo, Arcadia. Chi means spirit, life force, power, earth. Gaia is the dirt of Yahweh, whatever. Earth means dirt. It's actually not earth, it's the Eretz. There's no E in the Hebrew language, just an A. That's why Elohim is not Elohim, it's Elohim, like Allah. And actually the double L would be Al-Yah.
Right.
The double L in Spanish is Al-Yah. The third letter is not a C. The C is the crescent moon. Look at the shape of it. But the third letter is the G. It's a gimel. That's why Spanish is for cat is el gato. It's not cat. But the K is that guttural sound. So they went from Acadia to Cairo. They had Nebuchadnezzar, Julius Caesar. There was no C. There's no Caesar. Kaisers in Germany. Czars in Russia. Caesars in the U.S. The CIA. It's not CIA. It's Kaya. These people are masters at wordcraft. I mean masters. What is a logo? It's a symbol, right?
Right.
Picture paints 1,000 words.
Right.
Yeah, put an S on the end of logo, and what have you got?
Logos.
Duh. I mean, they got people so wrapped up, they don't have no clue which way is up or down. And yet they're so arrogant about how right they all are.
So what entity now controls everything?
I don't know. I just know that there's 13 families behind it because I was told there was 13 families, and I was told that by the agent. Who they are, I don't actually know. I'm not convinced it's the elite bankers. I'm just convinced that they're there to pound on everybody else, but they don't pound on anybody anyway. Rothschild's not pulling out weapons. They're getting people to fight each other and kill each other off.
Right.
But I know that the Phoenicians are involved. That's why we have phonetics. It's why we're on the telephone. We have phonemes. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of words. Phoenicians. So we have the word. And it's actually not Phoenicians because still there's no C. It's Phoenician. Phoenicians. So if you actually break the word down the way it is, you have the word foe, whatever that means, in its origin, but then you have E-N-K-I, or it might have been an I, or maybe it was probably a Y. It wasn't an E in its origin. I guarantee it wasn't. But that's the word Anki, or Ankai. An was another name for Osiris. O-N, that's why we turn the light switch off and on. He was a sun god. Turn the switch on, that's Osiris. You now have light.
Yeah, the stuff that you know is just amazing. I don't know how you hold it all up there.
Look, the first thing that I broke down was the language rabbit hole. I knew that if they can load a program onto your brain that they control, they've got you from day one. 400 million people don't know the vowels in their own language, and that's just here in the U.S. Same thing in Britain, same thing everywhere else. There's more English-speaking people now in China than there are in the U.S. because they teach English as a second language.
Uh-huh.
Not only do they not know the vowels in their language, they don't even know what a vowel in language is. Now, how many times do I have to say that people don't know the vowels in their own language for it to sound utterly retarded?
Yep.
And yet they know everything else. They have constitutional rights. They did it for me because I'm so wonderful. Well, here they are, $20 trillion in debt. In a debt-based monetary system where you can't even pay the $20 trillion. Because to pay it, you'd have to create a new $20 trillion, which means you'd have to give them more bonds, and so you pay off the $20 trillion with the $20 trillion you just created, and now you have a brand new $20 trillion debt. Between not knowing the vowels and knowing what I just said about how bad the legal system is and how bad the monetary system is, I mean, it's shocking to the conscience of the universe. Shocking that you've created debt that you cannot pay. And yet you think you should stay in it. Going back to what I was talking about, even today it's still there. Telephonician, the telephone, telephonician. Television, telemavision. There was no E in the original language, tell-a-vision. Collins told him that in the movie Gladiator. I'm going to give him a vision because, you know, it was all about the glory of Rome. The glory of Rome. Give them a vision.